Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture.
Welcome to the Shaped by Scripture podcast. My name is Scott Thomas, pastor of Lone Oak First Baptist Church. We are in a year-long emphasis as a church to memorize and understand God's Word. We call it Shaped by Scripture. And right now, we're in the second theme. Today, as a matter of fact, is the concluding podcast in the Built to Last series. We've been talking about God's design for marriage in the home, and today we conclude with a household declaration, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. This verse says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It's one of the most well-known statements in Scripture. You've probably seen it framed on walls, printed on plaques, or written on kitchen signs. But before it became a decoration, it was a decision. And today we're going to step into the moment when the declaration was first spoken. Joshua, he stands before the people of Israel and says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want you to notice something immediately. Joshua does not begin with a national statement. He begins with a household decision. Before he speaks for the nation, he speaks for his home. This is significant, because spiritual renewal often begins at the smallest level, not first in institutions, not first in systems, but in households. Joshua is saying, "I cannot control everyone's decision, but I can lead my home." And that's the essence of a household declaration. A household declaration says, "This home belongs to the Lord. This family will follow God. This house will be shaped by His Word." It's not a declaration of perfection, it's a declaration of direction. Joshua is saying, no matter what others choose, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, I want us to understand the weight of this moment. And in order for us to understand the weight of this moment, in the text, we need to understand where it happens. Joshua gathers the people of Israel, all of the tribes, their elders, their leaders, at Shechem. That location matters deeply. Shechem's not random, it's sacred ground in Israel's story. This is where centuries earlier God made covenant promises to Abraham. In Genesis 12, when Abraham first entered the land God promised, the Lord appeared to him at Shechem and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." And Abraham responded by building an altar. Shechem became a place where God committed himself to his people. Fast forward a few hundred years, now Joshua gathers Israel back at that same place, but this time something different happens. At Shechem, God had declared his promise, now Israel must declare their allegiance. It's a covenant renewal moment. Joshua recounts in the verses that precede verse 15, he recounts God's faithfulness, how he delivered them from Egypt, how he protected them in the wilderness, and how he had provided victory in the land. And then he says, "Now you must choose. Will you serve the gods of Egypt? Will you serve the gods of the Amorites? Or will you serve the Lord?" Joshua answers first, "As for me and my house," that's leadership. He doesn't merely instruct, but he declares his decision first. Now think about the moment Israel is living in. Joshua describes it earlier in the chapter. They now possess cities they did not build, vineyards they did not plant, and land they did not cultivate. They are living in abundance. God has fulfilled his promises. For generations, Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now they're settled, they're comfortable, they're prosperous, they're secure. But here's the paradox of Scripture. Prosperity can become spiritually dangerous because comfort can lead to drift. When life's hard, people often cry out to God, but when life is comfortable, dependence can slowly fade. gratitude can become assumption, and devotion can quietly weaken. Joshua understands this danger. That's why he calls them to choose again. The danger for Israel in this moment is not immediate rebellion, it's gradual drift. And the same is true for us. Most Christian households don't wake up one morning and decide to abandon God. Drift happens slowly. A little less prayer, a little less scripture, a little more distraction, a little more busyness, until eventually the center of gravity shifts. Joshua stands in the middle of prosperity and says, "Choose." Don't assume devotion will sustain itself, but choose. Declare it. There is a real danger, spiritually speaking, in comfort. But we also need to know that comfort isn't the only danger. Also, there's the trap of comparison. Joshua also mentions the foreign gods of the surrounding nations, the gods of the Amorites. Israel lived in a land filled with competing worship, statues, altars, religious practices. There was constant comparison among the people, and comparison's powerful, because comparison whispers, maybe they have something better. Maybe their way works better. Maybe their gods provide more. And Joshua, he knew that temptation. Israel would constantly see the lifestyles and customs of surrounding cultures, and the same pressures they exist today. We don't live among physical idols carved in stone, but we live among competing values. A culture that says success defines worth, comfort is the ultimate goal, self is the highest authority. And comparison can slowly rob us of contentment with God's provision. You begin to wonder, why don't we have what they have? Why doesn't our life look like theirs? Why does obedience seem costly? Comparison makes God's faithfulness feel small. Joshua calls Israel to remember something. God has already provided everything they need. Land, cities, food, protection, presence. And when we forget that, comparison grows. But when we remember God's goodness, contentment grows. So here's Joshua. He stands between two dangers, comfort on one side, comparison on the other, and he offers one response, a declaration. As for me and my house, that phrase carries leadership. Joshua is not merely making a private commitment. He is setting the spiritual direction of his home. A household declaration doesn't mean everyone in the house is perfect, but it means the direction's clear. The priorities are clear. The center of the home is clear. This home will serve the Lord. Scripture will shape our decisions. Prayer will mark our dependence. Grace will guide our relationships, and Christ will be honored here. You know, Joshua, he couldn't control the entire nation, but he could lead his household, and that's where faithfulness begins. Leading your household, making a declaration that you will lead those you have influence and responsibility over towards the Lord. The same decisions today. Thousands of years later, the decision remains. Every household will serve something. Comfort, success, approval, self, or the Lord. Joshua forces the question, who will shape this home? What will define this family? What will guide our decisions? The goal of the Christian home is not perfection. It is allegiance, a clear declaration of who we serve. And when households make that decision together, we see some effects. Churches grow stronger, communities change, and generations are shaped because faithfulness often multiplies. So let me ask you something today. What is the declaration of your home? If someone watched your household for a week, what would they conclude you serve? That you serve work, or that you serve success, that you serve comfort? Or would they conclude, after observing your household for a week, that you serve the Lord? A home that's built to last is not built by accident. It's built by intention, by daily choices, renewed commitment, and returning again and again to the Lord. Joshua stood at Shechem and made his declaration. Today, we stand in our own moment of decision, and perhaps it's time for many of us to say again, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Friends, if you will have a home that is built to last, you must make decisions that are built to last. And Joshua, he demonstrates for us in this week's verse what it looks like to stand in between two great dangers, comfort and comparison. But rather than looking to the left or to the right, he looked directly forward at the place where he was, a place that God had provided, a place where God had given protection. And he made the declaration based on the facts of the location that he and his house will serve the Lord. And I pray that you will make the same choice for you and for your family. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Shaped by Scripture podcast. If this episode's encouraged you, consider sharing it with someone who desires a home shaped by God's Word that's built to last. And remember, God's Word was never meant to sit quietly on a shelf. It was given to shape our lives. And I pray that until next time, that you will continue to look towards God's Word, and may you see that God's Word can shape your life.